This is the morning class by Sripad Bhakti Sudhir Goswami Maharaj on the 4th of April 2004 on the Samadhi Mandir here in Navadeep.
Amnaya Prahatatvam Harim Iha Paramam Sarva Shaktim Rasabdim. So, he is the possessor of all Shakti. So sometimes it's given Shakti and Shaktiman. That to kidnap his Shakti for our own purpose is deviant.
How can it be possible to kidnap?
How can it be possible to do that? Yes, actually, when one Brahmin told the Ram Bhakta that Mahaprabhu met in South India, he's crying, and when he considers that Ramayana, as Guru Maharaj like to quote the English poet saying, our sweetest songs are those that tell the saddest song. So the book, it's making us cry and wail. It's wrenching the heart, but we can't put it down. We have to read more. So that Ram Bhakta, he's crying. And Mahaprabhu says, why? What is your difficulty? And I consider that demon, Ravana, has kidnapped Sita Devi, put his disgusting touch, laid his disgusting touch upon her. So repulsive. I can't bear. My heart cannot bear this. And Mahaprabhu sounds in the Kurma Purana a reference where it says that actually a Maya Sita was generated. And think because this will always be consistent with Krishna consciousness is a unified field theory. Vaikuntheya prithivyadi sakala chinmoy. The spiritual world is constructed of superior consciousness from the ground up. Chinmoy. Ananda chinmoy. Rasa pratibhavitavi taibhirya eva nijarupateya kalavi. So these are extensions of his self and by extrapolation of herself. So that's what I'm saying. First, let us understand what is Shakti before we talk about transference and imbibing and all that. Let's understand what Shakti really is. And then we'll see how accurate those representations, applications, concepts, etc. are. If we don't know what this is, then how will we judge or verify? So, Mahaprabhu is telling him that who Sita is, what she is, what to speak of being beyond the reach of his fleshy hand is not something to be perceived by his fleshy eye. We're back to this central point again and again. Namakar Bahiroi Bhata Namakabunai. And the holy name of Krishna, it's not what can be vibrated with the fleshy tongue or heard by an ear. Right? It's not those syllables. It's not that literal sound. There's something more substantial. So to have a proper conception of any of these things will have to go to the source. So if we see that she's generated this Maya Shakti, Maya Sita, for the entertainment, amusement, and bewilderment of those who are less than divine, otherwise sometimes known as demons, then we can play with that. But is that where we want to take our stand? So, by extension, that Srimati Radharani as the source, extending herself outward as in innumerable extensions, as gopis, queens of Dwaraka, Vaikuntha Lakshmis, and then from there into crossing the Viroja, and you know, and Shivata, to her extensions continue into this plane, and then we have Durga Shakti, which are, you could say, the dark side of that original feminine nature. Srila Saraswati Thakur says in one place, if you trace her position back to reality, Durga Devi, you'll find she's a Vraja Gopi. But by extension, there's Maya Shakti. Yoga Maya, Mahamaya. So within the realm of Mahamaya, if we want to find out how to exploit, how to be empowered exploiters in the world of exploitation, you know, there are many different ways and means to do that. We say, no, I don't want to do anything low like that. My exploitation I conceive of is of a higher type. So these things are described also, astasiddhi, lagima, anima, mahima, kama vishayita, prapti, so many different types of mystic siddhis. Powers are there to enable one to navigate the world of exploitation and exploit on various degrees and levels there. So this is antithetical to the culture of Krishna consciousness, in a phrase. Because pranipatena, we're approaching pariprajnena sevaya, not bowing down to humbly submit an inquiry for something that can be used for our lower purpose, but rather to, diksha kale bhakta kori atma samarpan, to offer ourselves in service to the higher. This is really the critical point. What's at the basis of the offering? In Gita also, Krishna is describing austerities in the mode of goodness, passion, ignorance, charity, penance, all these things can be done for different reasons. But the people perceive superficially that Gaudiya Vaishnavas are, there are Shaktas and Vaishnavas. But Srila Saraswati Thakur informed his followers, said, really, we are Shuddha Shaktas. If anyone is worshipper of Shakti, it's the Gaudiya Vaishnava. But who is that Shakti? When Mahaprabhu tells, we're going to have a play today, I'm going to become Rukmini, but there's a particular point where he's showing all Shaktis, Adya Shakti, Devi Bhav, the full spectrum of Shakti can be garnered from his divine manifestation. So those bhaktas who are viewing this, and they have some qualification. You know, this is not a matinee for the siddhantically impaired. So they're perceiving Lakshmi, Rukmini, Durga, Kali, at the full spectral range there. So Brahmavadins would say, yeah, see? It's all one, but they're all representing that oneness. I say, yeah, but why stop there? Try to conceive, if you will, oneness in variegated position with gradation. That's even more charming. That they're not that they're all just uniform, monotonous, oneness to the point of monotony. Aruhya kuchchena param padam patap. Then he says, tired of this. Same thing over and over again. You know, we say, you know, all the infinite variety of expansions of Vishnus and Lakshmis, it's not like the Western eye looking towards China. You know, all Chinese people look alike. You know, if you've seen one Vishnu form, you've seen them all. This is some kind of perverted spiritual racism of that betrays the skewed vision of those who are unable to discern the nuances of reality. If I hold a palm full of jewels to in front of a mixture of jewels what would be the opposite, you know, of jewelry, I mean costume jewelry, the untrained eye sees them all equal and same. Whereas a jeweler looking sees, oh, all right, here's a such and such carat so-and-so, and it's of this particular value, and they start judging all its individual. They're seeing all sorts of variegatedness that to another man is just uniformity. So, sarvam kalvidam brahma is one of the, when you say, the aphorisms of Brahmavad. It's all Brahma. But Guru said, but what sarvam are you talking about? He's saying, all of this, all right, this all that of which we speak, what do we see in that? I mean, saying it's all Brahma. Yeah, but that's not the end of the story. Yes. How? This is part of the innate charm and beauty of the Krishna conception, is superior gradations of infinite. And the full spectrum from the mundane to the spiritual. Right? So those whose inner eye is actually awakened, their excitement and inspiration comes from tracing infinite and finite. And if, from the most local position, they can trace that all the way back to the very center of the infinite, then, I mean, that's it's good work if you can get it. But it's not available everywhere. And that's the only way that you can make sense out of all these things. Otherwise, it's perplexing, bewildering, and misleading. So, atma-samarpan means to offer oneself in service of Shakti. That's actually what our movement is. Not to possess her. See, this is the root cause of the problem. Whom we should be the object of our service and veneration, we want to possess and exploit. This is a big problem. So, Saraswati Thakur, when he declared this line as Shuddha Shaktas, revealed that on the banks of Radha Kunda, when one of his disciples saw the Diwan of Bharatpur, or someone there, his and his family members were doing those dandavats, what you do, one dandavat, move up the length of your body, another. And he was surprised. He thought, oh, he turned to him, they have so much devotion for Radharani. And Srila Saraswati Thakur said, yes. He said, but their position and our position are really different. They worship Radharani because she is dear to Krishna. So in their conception, Krishna is holding the primary position, Radharani is secondary. But she is most dear to Krishna. Naturally, they're revering her. But our position is that Krishna is dear to Radharani. She's holding the primary position. And because she has some concern, some connection with him, we are dealing with Krishna. Otherwise not. So we are Shuddha Shaktas. And
Shuddha means
pure.